Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everything St. Louis Blues as we head into the Blues Booth. Presented by Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, a proud partner of your St. Louis Blues. Find your perfect new floor at our four convenient locations and online at BoardwalkHardwood.com.
Another night off for the St. Louis Blues before they take on the Calgary Flames tomorrow night at Enterprise Center. We'll have the action for you here on 101 ESPN at 6 o'clock with the action coming your way at 7. Pregame at 6, action at 7. And Jamie Rivers will be your analyst on Bally Sports. Of course, he is a member of the Fast Lane here on 101 ESPN and joins us as he does every Wednesday morning on the opening drive. Rivs, good morning. How you doing?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Everything's great. How you feeling these days?
Yeah, it's weird. I've been battling to keep my voice. It's like Kerry Davis and I have had the same problem of like the voice coming in and then leaving for a day or two and then coming back. And I don't know what it is. It's just weird, but we'll get through it.
You're a gamer.
Oh, yeah. We'll play through it, Randy.
You know, no question about it.
You really are, Jamie. And by the way, if you and Kerry, I don't know if you're contagious or not anymore, but if you want to go hang out with maybe some of the Golden Knights players, maybe get some of them sick, that would help out the Blues right now.
Yeah, if I thought I was contagious, I think I would try it. I would have tried it certainly the other night, too. I would have been out sharing beers with those guys, you know, but I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, convince me. You have a chance to convince me this team is mathematically alive, and we can go through all the different numbers and what needs to happen, but you know what? This team has got 10 games to go. They're still mathematically alive, so convince me that this team can make the playoffs.
Well, the one thing this team hasn't done all year is they just haven't given up. And it hasn't maybe been as pretty as people want it to be. And, you know, maybe there have been pockets of hockey that were inconsistent and all these things. That's fine. But they haven't given up. And talking to the players, even following the loss the other night, there's a strong belief that they can still get into the playoffs. Now, mathematically, all the things you said, Dan, the matchups, the strength of schedule, all that, whatever. It is what it is. But for me, if the players believe in that locker room that they still have a chance to get in, that's all I care about. And I guess I'm not even worried so much about them making the playoffs. I just want the team that's in that room to believe that they can make the playoffs and to play every game like they still have a chance. That, to me, is where you create your culture. That, to me, is what helps turn this ship around faster than anything else.
Jamie, as you have watched this team through 72 games, and we know what they are now. They are what they are. And what they are is 6 points out of the final wild card spot in the Western Conference. Is their record and their place in the standings reflective of who they are?
Oh, I think for sure. I mean, I think it has to be when you look at some of the ebbs and flows of the season for the Blues and the inconsistency. I mean, how many times are we going to say that about a sporting team in a single season? So I think that for sure where they are right now is exactly where they kind of deserve to be based on the way the season's gone. Have they shown improvement? Yes. But you still can't erase some of the pockets of, you know, poor hockey or lack of consistency or maybe lack of showing up. All those things there, you can't just replace that right now. But I will say that the team that has played here in the last quarter of the season gives me hope that this team is headed in the right direction. But overall, I think this is exactly who I thought the Blues would be.
Yeah, that's what we were discussing earlier, and I think we're all on the same page with that. I wanted to talk to you about some of the Blues and their lineups that they've had here. What have you thought about Pavel Buchnevich as a center?
Yeah, I mean, he's okay there. He's so smart and such a good player that, you know, he can play anywhere pretty much. But I still prefer him on the wing. I think that if you had a true second-line center that you were going to go with, Pavel Buchnevich finds his way back to the wing. So it's a short-term fix, I think. You know, Craig Berube tried it as well. But I think that ultimately Pavel Buchnevich is a winger on a team that has the depth to have roll out two or three centermen.
Jamie, I'm curious about some of the players that you would list and saying, okay, it's like playoff hockey and these guys have grown throughout the year. Who are some of those players that have stood out for you?
Oh, my God. Well, I think that obvious but not so obvious, I guess. Obvious first, Jordan Binnington. I mean, I don't even know how much more I can say about this guy. I just think the world of him as a goaltender. And getting to know him a lot more throughout the season, I think he's a really interesting dude. I think he's a damn good leader on that hockey team. I think Colt Parayko is a guy that would be obvious. I think Robert Thomas is a guy that would be obvious, but not so obvious, because I don't know if we all saw Robert Thomas getting to where he is right now right away. I think, you know, we thought, okay, a couple of years down the road, this, that, he's still developing. Not anymore, man. He is a true number one center. He's a 200-foot player. He can play him in any situation. He is your best overall player. So those guys for sure. And then guys like Jake Neighbors. I look at Jake Neighbors. Who the hell thought he'd be, you know, up at the top of the team in goals scored? I mean, I thought that his ceiling for me was like, well, maybe a 20-goal scorer, good third-line winger. I mean, he's already eclipsed all of that. So those four guys for sure, I think, have surprised me a little bit as well. And then, you know, you go to the back end, a guy like Matthew Kessel. Nobody even had him on their bingo card to be a part of this team this year. And I don't know if anybody had him to be a part of this team even in the near future, yet here he is playing pretty big minutes in pretty big situations. So I'd say that those guys are really surprised.
Hey, Riz, as the Blues play the Flames tomorrow night, the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers are going to be taking on Omaha in the first round of the NCAA hockey tournament. And I'll be flipping back and forth between that game and the Blues game because I want to see Jimmy Snuggerud play. But you just brought up a couple of guys. To reach this elite status, it's taken Robert Thomas 5 years. It took Jake Neighbors. This is essentially his third year. Do you think it's smart for the Blues if and when Jimmy Snuggerud is available to get him to the NHL ASAP so that they can expedite his assimilation into the NHL?
Yeah, you know, Randy, it's always tricky. You know, if you'd asked me this when I was 18, I would have said, no, I want to go straight to the NHL because what the hell? Who the hell wants to play in the minors? What am I going to learn there from those guys? They're not good enough to play in the NHL. Well, let me tell you, there's a lot to learn. And I think that Jimmy Snuggerud is going to be a hell of a player. He already is, but I think at the NHL level, he's going to be a real good contributor. But you got to see if he's ready. You know, you got to get him in camp. You got to get him playing with men. You got to get him playing against other NHLers to see just where he's at from a development standpoint. And if he checks all the boxes and you're looking at it going, you know what, like he can still contribute on this team and he's not going to hurt his development, then fine, you go for it. But otherwise, get him down the American League. Let him light the lamp down there. And I've always said this, that, you know, the guys who are in the American League, they'll let you know when it's time to be in the NHL because they'll be so dominant at that level that there's nothing left for them to gain. And that's ultimately what you want as a team is when you have a young star like that, that they continue to be a star at that level, and then they force your hand to call them up because there's really nothing left to learn playing against American Hockey League guys.
Great stuff as always. Jamie Rivers will be tuned into the Fast Lane this afternoon and the Blues and Flames tomorrow night. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, guys. Thank you.
See you, brother. That is the great Jamie Rivers joining us here on 101 ESPN.